Today is May 17th, 2023, and this is the Poulsen Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. White woman who dresses in Chinese garb held as clever, bogus check passer. After a 24-hour vigil in which Hoquiam and Aberdeen police and Grace Harbor deputy sheriffs participated, two of the Pacific Coast's most extensive check forgers, police assert, one woman, were apprehended Wednesday morning. Elsie Wells, a 25-year-old woman, is believed by Aberdeen police to be the forger who operated in Aberdeen and Hoquiam several months ago and evaded arrest after circulating among several hundred dollars in worthless paper. George Wells, husband of the alleged forger and suspected of being her accomplice in a check forging campaign in Salem, Oregon, is held in Aberdeen for illegal possession of liquor. Police said that they found a small quantity of moonshine whiskey in the home occupied by the couple at 2423 Queets Avenue. Police of the entire state have been searching for the pair since they passed nearly $5,000 in bad checks at Salem several weeks ago. From descriptions sent out by the Oregon authorities, Detective R.J. Schmidt of Aberdeen recognized Mrs. Wells in Hoquiam last week, a few days after her arrival. Schmidt did not arrest the woman at once, believing that she would write checks in Hoquiam and Aberdeen, but Mrs. Wells was evidently hiding, according to the detective, until Salem police dropped the hunt for her. Mrs. Wells is one of the cleverest women check writers that we have ever had to deal with in several years, Detective Schmidt said. According to the officer, she wears a makeup that gives her an oriental appearance and is often taken for a Chinese woman. She was employed for several years as an office girl by Chinese physicians in Salem, she declared. When Detective Schmidt and Deputy Sheriff T.M. Quinn went to the Wells home Wednesday morning, they had considerable trouble gaining entrance and had to threaten to break the door down before Wells or his wife would admit them. In other news, man who ran down child is released. Though he ignored his victim, 7-year-old Inez Dennis, a schoolgirl, whom he struck and seriously injured with his coupe at First and Park Street a fortnight ago, and did not report the accident, John Kalpas, who has been lodged in the city jail since the accident May 1st, was released yesterday by order of prosecuting attorney A.E. Graham. Mr. and Mrs. Ed Dennis, 203 North Street, parents of the girl, said that because their daughter was recovering so satisfactorily, they would not prosecute Kalpas, although he will pay all her hospital and medical expenses. And finally, in Westport, the baseball game Sunday between White Star and Westport turned out to be an easy victory for White Star. This was due to splendid teamwork by the visitors and by the absence of four of Westport's regular and best players, Forsyth, Paul, Maxwell, and Doerr. Westport was sadly crippled and gave ragged support to the three pitchers who tried to hold down White Star. The score was 10-3. These teams play again in 5 weeks, and it is apparent that Westport will have to be full strength to win. Credit must be given the White Star team for knowing how to play the game. She has a wonderful infield and plenty of good pitchers. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on May 17, 1923. After 3 months of further restoration work inside our 1924 mansion, the Poulsen Museum is pleased to announce we are again open Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4. We're also excited to announce the long-awaited return of our popular red car raffle, with this year's grand prize a 2023 Hot Pepper Red Big Bend Edition Ford Bronco Sport. We've shaken things up with this year's raffle and are now limiting total ticket sales to just $1,000 and have an additional $4,000 cash prizes to give away. Stop in at the museum or visit PoulsenMuseum.org for more details. We look forward to welcoming you back to the Poulsen, and as always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Poulsen Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.